In other countries, women usually take the lead in cabaret. But here in Thailand, many feel they're just not the right gender for the job.
In Thai society, women are usually very prim and proper. This profession requires them to be outgoing, cheeky and brazen, which is not proper for Thai women.
Every night in cabarets across Thailand, performers transform themselves in the most profound way imaginable, from men into women. In Thailand, ladyboys were dancers and entertainers long before cabaret caught on in the 1970s. But its enormous success has given them a special niche and allowed them to become more open in expressing themselves. One has even turned stardom on the cabaret stage into national celebrity. The artist known simply as Day. Day is the author of two books, and though she's never had a sex change operation, she lives her life entirely as a woman, on stage and off. It's been a radical transformation, from a young boy who yearned to entertain.
I always loved to perform as a child, singing or acting whenever there was a chance.
At 17, Day had to quit school to help support her family. Working as a hairdresser, she got in on the ground floor of the blossoming field of cabaret.
I had to slowly inject more and more of my personality and myself into the acts so that I could stand out and be different. To insert too much of yourself might also turn people off, but there's a balance.
Day's stardom has given her the latitude to live the life she wants and even adopt two sons. In the West, virtually everything about this man/woman would be taboo. So why is she accepted in Thailand?
Transgenderism isn't bound up in sinfulness the way it is in the West.
Andrew Matzner is a lecturer at Hollands University.
According to Christianity, homosexuality, cross-dressing, those are considered to be sinful. Whereas according to Buddhism, generally, transgenderism is bound up in karma. A person is born transgendered because of something they did wrong in a prior life.
As a result, overt harassment is rare here. But that doesn't mean most Thais approve of transgenderism. Even a celebrity like Day often feels that many are uncomfortable with her lifestyle.
It is not words that bother me, but looks. As if people are looking down at us.
But concerns like these tend to disappear at the cabaret. For Thailand's ladyboys, it's a refuge.
Once we are on the cabaret stage, people are in awe, and they are not laughing or feel disgusted like they may in other circumstances. Cabaret is not just a profession for us. It is not just a livelihood. It is something that sustains us. It is like the air that we breathe.